We spoke earlier about the coup in Niger, which has added to instability in Africa's Sahel region. That instability has been partly responsible for a further rise in the numbers trying to leave Africa for Europe. This week, 41 people are believed to have died in a shipwreck off the Italian island of Lampedusa. So far this year, 90,000 migrants are estimated to have arrived in Italy, many of them on small, overcrowded boats. Sally Hayden is an Africa-based reporter for the Irish Times. She's also the author of the book My Fourth Time We Drowned, and she's on the line. Sally, I know you've been reporting from Tunisia, from where this boat set sail. What did people there tell you about why they're willing to undertake such a dangerous journey?
Yeah, and thanks for having me. I was in Tunisia until Monday, and I was in Sfax, the city that the boats are setting off from, mostly setting off from anyway, and waiting there are thousands of people from across Africa. I met many people from Somalia, Sudan, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, the Gambia, Nigeria. Whole families were there waiting to try and cross, and they're fleeing a huge range of different situations. Some of them are dictatorships, wars, crushing poverty, droughts, corruption, places with no access to healthcare. And when we talk about what's happening in the Central Mediterranean, I think the framing, it's very important to understand that what we have is a global inequality crisis. So a situation where a large portion of the planet just can't access visas, they can't travel legally, they can't get on planes, and so this is what they're resorting to.
Not that long ago, I think we were accustomed to people leaving in huge numbers from Libya. Now we're talking about Tunisia. So what has changed?
Yeah, I mean, there's been an EU crackdown on crossings from Libya. And I mean, not to plug my book, but if people want to learn a lot more about what's been going on, they can read it. The EU has been supporting the Libyan Coast Guard to intercept now more than 120,000 people, and many of them are locked up indefinitely in detention centres that Pope Francis, among others, have referred to as concentration camps, where crimes against humanity, war crimes, are taking place. And that has meant that, you know, it's obviously incredibly dangerous. A huge number of people die there. And Tunisia right now has instead become a hotspot. And migration routes, they kind of shift, but I mean, the migration doesn't stop. Tunisia right now is more of a place. But now we're waiting because the EU has obviously just done a deal. They're saying that they'll spend more than, or I think it's 100 million euros on border management. And so, yeah, it's uncertain whether Tunisia could be the new Libya in terms of also abuses, you know, human rights atrocities taking place against people. I think this is what we're waiting to see.
There's been a significant rise this year in the numbers trying to reach Europe. Why?
I mean, I think that the crises that are going on are immense. It's kind of hard to even quantify because there are so many and they're so great. And economically, things have been exacerbated by the pandemic and then also the Ukraine war, but then, yeah, also like wars, you know, Sudan is obviously a major one. I met a lot of people from Darfur particularly who say they're fleeing a new genocide and that has started since the war broke out in April. And yeah, I think that, you know, there's big questions also to be asked as to how EU migration, anti-migration funding has exacerbated these situations. For example, in Sudan, the EU funding aimed at stopping migration has been accused of emboldening the RSF, who are now at war with the Sudanese army.
There's also been, in tandem with this, there's been a change of policy in Italy. What has changed and what sort of effect is that having?
I mean, I don't know necessarily that it is having an effect right now, because obviously we're still seeing these huge numbers of people crossing. I think, you know, the desperation is huge. I think more maybe there are questions being asked as to how Tunisia kind of holding out for more money, or are they hoping that more money will be granted to them? Because Kais Saied, the president of Tunisia, in February made a speech that basically prompted a wave of abuse against Black Africans in Tunisia. So some of the people I met in Sfax, they actually said that they'd been living in Tunisia for years and that they suddenly had been fired from their jobs, they'd been evicted from their homes, and they had no other choice now but to cross the sea. And so I think that has also provoked a big wave of people trying to get across and trying to get out of Tunisia because suddenly they have no future there at all.
Mm-hmm. And if people do arrive in Lampedusa or Sicily or wherever, what then? What happens to them there?
I mean, a lot of people that I spoke to are hoping that they can move on to other European countries where they have family members or where they speak the language. And I know that some are definitely successful in doing that. But yeah, I was in Tunisia, so I'm not sure of the exact latest in terms of what is going on in Lampedusa right now. But yeah, I know that there have been huge numbers of arrivals.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Excuse me. That was Sally Hayden, author and journalist. The time is 9 minutes now to 8 o'clock.